Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. Today I have my friend Danny from New Jersey. Danny, we've been friends, what, since the Circle Tour? So that's what, 15, 16 years? That's crazy. Can you
I
believe
know.
it's been
I know. Thanks for making me feel old, bro. I really appreciate
long?
it.
Well, did we meet on MySpace or was it the backstage floor? I'm trying to remember how we met.
Instagram.
Instagram, really? Instagram's been around.
Yes. Somebody bullied me on Instagram and you stuck up for me. I remember that.
Well, I'd punch him if I could.
Yeah.
I remember who it is, but I'd still punch him
I
for
don't know. It was like a fake account. I don't know who it was.
it. Yeah, well, they're still around, unfortunately. But anyway,
Yeah.
how are you?
I'm doing great, Jerry. How are you?
It's good to see you. I mean, we've hung out quite a bit over the years at Jovi events. I feel like most like every tour, if there's like an event in New Jersey, I always see you.
Yeah.
And so it's good to see you over Zoom. But before we get into our fun topic, I know that you were on the podcast, the early days of the podcast, the embarrassing first 20 episodes, I like to call it. I can't even watch those episodes; they're so
Your
cringy.
baby pictures, as John would say.
Yeah. Oh gosh, the early days of the podcast was so, oh, is for me it's embarrassing, but that's how it started. But I know that you were one of the very first ones that gave me a chance for the podcast, and you came on. I think you were what, the second episode, I think.
Yeah, and we talked about the cruise.
Yeah, exactly right. And so I thank you for giving me a chance then, and giving me a chance 4 and a half years later.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think I asked you on our first episode. So, how did you become a Bon Jovi fan?
So I was in kindergarten
Okay.
and It's My Life came on the radio. And I didn't remember what the song was, and I just kept asking my mom what the song was, and she was like, I don't know, I wasn't there. So she was watching Oprah, which she never watched Oprah. So it was like a rare occurrence. And I said, why are we watching this? And she said, oh, your aunt likes Bon Jovi. I'm recording it for her. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, who's that? And she's like, is this a band? She's like, you probably never heard of them. They're old. So I'm like, okay. I was
Not
like, okay.
old, just older.
Exactly. So he walked out to It's My Life, and I started going crazy and said, that's the song.
Oh my gosh. So what year was this?
It was before Have a Nice Day.
Before Have a Nice Day.
I remember my mom coming home to me with the Bounce album, and it had been out for a little while.
Okay.
I remember she picked me up from school with it.
Yeah, so that was for so Oprah that time was summer of 2005, I think, when John was on Oprah. Yeah. Little.
Me.
Yeah, because I don't think he was on Oprah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was
Yeah,
just
it doesn't matter.
figuring out
No.
the
Yeah.
timeline. We'll figure out the
Yeah,
exact
we would be here all day.
timeline. So what's your favorite song then?
Well, I have two tattooed on me, so that's kind of hard to.
Okay.
I would say it really depends on how I'm feeling in that day and what's resonating with me. Welcome to Wherever You Are will always be, a top for me.
Okay.
It's really helped me through some very hard times, and I believe it's like embracing the moment of wherever you are in your present life, whether it's good, the bad, the ugly, the frustrating. So that's how I interpret that song.
Absolutely. What's your second one?
Well, I have the Radio Saved My Life tattooed right here. That song to me, like basically, I interpret it as like a certain song getting him through a really, really hard time in his life. And, I love that song, but I love the meaning behind it even more.
Yeah.
Because Bon Jovi has helped me through some very difficult times in life and some good times too. They've
Absolutely.
just been there, through basically my whole life now, so.
Well, I think that's how we kind of connected too after, I defended you online. you and I, we connected over Welcome to Wherever You Are
Yes.
because how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
27.
27. So I'm 18. Just kidding, I'm 32. I know I look
You
like
might have been 18 when I met you, Jerry.
I'm but you know, we were still relative. I think I was in high school and I think you were in middle school at the time. And I
Yes.
remember we connected over Welcome to Wherever You Are because you were going through a lot of the same things I was going through. And I think any kid does, you know, not fitting in and trying to figure out who you are and trying to impress your peers and stuff. And you're just trying to find yourself, essentially. And I think Welcome to Wherever You Are, at least for me, helped me understand, you know, same thing with like stick to your guns. It helped me decide to be confident in myself and be happy with who I was and know that I was trying to figure out who I was at the time.
Yeah.
And we really bonded over that feeling.
Remember that you're perfect. God makes no mistakes. That's my favorite Bon Jovi line.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Yep, I'm with you on that. Well, this episode, you're practically going to take over because I want you got to go to the Cape Cod performance last week. And
I
so
did.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut and just let you take over and talk about your experience.
So this is actually the second contest that I've won this year, which is really crazy to me because I never thought in a million years that I would be win any contest, let alone two major contests. So I went to me and Emily went to LA in April for the premiere of Thank You, Goodnight. And we also listened to songs from the album. It was like an album release party as well. So me and Emily heard those songs before anybody else did, which was really, really cool. And we were front row center right in front of John, and he was watching us reacting to the new songs.
Yeah,
It
nice.
was really cool. And we definitely stood out because we thought it was a red carpet event. So I had like a suit on.
Okay.
A button-down suit, and Emily had like a sparkly dress on, and everybody else was wearing jeans and t-shirts. And we were front row center.
You know what, though, but at least it shows respect, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
No, no
When
harm, no.
we walked into the restaurant that night after the event, people thought that we got married and were congratulating us.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my gosh. So fast forward
So,
to the Cape Cod episode.
So, last the Sunday before the event, I remember I had gotten paid the Tuesday that the day that the event closed, that the fundraiser shut down was the day that I got paid. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna throw some money into this. I said, if anything, it goes to a really good charity, and you
Yeah.
know, well, there's no way I'm gonna win it because people are donating a lot of money, but. So you know, a couple weeks went by, and that Sunday before the event at 7 o'clock in the morning, I wake up to an email going off on my phone, and I'm like, "What in the world?" I'm like, "Who in the world is emailing me at 7 in the morning on a Sunday?" And I look at it, and it's from Fandium, and it said, "Congratulations!" And I'm half asleep. I'm like, "There's an," I'm like that. I'm like, "This has to be like a scam or something. There's no way that I won this thing." So it said, "Congratulations, you've won this the Fandium contest. You're going to Cape Cod, you and your friend. And you've won, you know, a signed guitar and a meet and gr a photo op and the performance." So I called Emily at 7 in the morning. She wasn't very happy at first.
Until you gave her the good news, right?
Until I gave her the good news. And none of us could really believe it. But you know, we basically had to make some moves to get to get moving. And she came to New Jersey, and we flew out to Boston together.
Right.
So they put us in a hotel and everything.
Wow. Nice.
So they put us in a hotel. We arrived on Thursday, and the performance was on Friday, and we left Saturday morning.
Okay, so you had a free day on Thursday to kind of hang out. Now,
Yeah.
how far were you from the venue?
We were about an hour.
Yeah, okay. So you had to do an Uber.
Yes. So the thing that I found out is that the Cape is very big.
Yeah.
So we were in Hyannis, and Provincetown was like an hour and a half away, which
Wow.
is like where a lot of people go to.
Right. Well.
But it was very nice. Very pretty, the beaches and everything like that were very pretty. So when we took an Uber to this VFW because we weren't allowed to know the address of the beach house.
Really? Even though you won the contest?
Nobody was allowed to know.
Okay.
So this radio station owns this beach house
Okay.
in Cape Cod.
Okay.
So we get on this bus and they take us to this beautiful mansion on the water. And they give us this wristband and they're like, "Oh, if you're the one going for if you're the one going for the photos, you get the wristband." So when we arrived, there was all these boats docked around the house of people with like waiting for the show.
Wow. How many people do you think were there?
I'm gonna say between 80 and 100, maybe not even that many.
Including the people on the water that were watching, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. John came out and everybody went nuts.
What time was the time was this was the show? What time did it start?
It was about like 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Nice. It's like the perfect time
Yeah,
to do a show.
perfect timing. Yeah, beautiful day.
Yeah.
So he came out and he played a Bad Name first, the acoustic version, this left feels right version.
Is it okay if I back up just for a second, just for people who haven't understand what this event was? So John Bon Jovi obviously played was there. David Bryant and Shanks, just the three of them. It was more of an acoustic. Now, there was some confusion too, because I know on some advertisements, even with the radio station, it
They
seemed
were advertising the band.
the whole band. And then, like, Phil had mentioned a few times on social media that he didn't know anything about it. So that was kind of an indication, okay, this might not be a whole band thing, and this might just be what it was, like just John. And I was kind of surprised David and Shanks, I think was cool. But I don't want to interrupt you. I just wanted to kind of make note that there was a David and Shanks there.
Yeah, it was John, David, and Shanks. Well, that was something that we were trying to figure out too, because when we got our lanyard, the whole band was on it. And when they were advertising, it was the whole band. Obviously I'm happy with anything. But we were, discussing, is this gonna be like a Kings of Suburbia kind of event? But it was John, Shanks, and David.
Yeah, which I think is really cool, and I'll get into my thoughts on that later on. I want you to tell your story first, but.
John, he sounded really good. He's making a lot of improvements with his voice. I know I saw an interview with David today that maybe in the next year or two they could possibly go out on tour again. I know that he really wants to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so he played Bad Name, then he played Lost Highway, the acoustic version.
Nice.
And a whole lot of leaving going on, which was really special because I don't get to hear that song a lot.
Really?
Not on acoustic sets.
Yeah, I feel like every freaking show I go to that gets
No, I know, but let me rephrase that. I
played.
haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah, okay.
And I've never heard it acoustic, I don't think. I don't recall ever hearing it in an acoustic setting.
Yeah.
And he played It's My Life, which was the first song I ever heard by the band. And of course I cried.
Yeah.
No shame.
I don't blame. I've cried at Bon Jovi shows, so no judgment from here.
No shame. So then he played Legendary acoustically, which was really cool.
That would have been cool to see.
So at this point, I get a text message from the contest people to like basically go back to the front of the house because this is all in the backyard where he's
Okay.
performing. So we get a text to go back to the front of the house for my photo op, for a photo op. So me and Emily go running back to the front of the house. We pass Obi on the way.
While
You know,
John's
he's
still, I'm sorry, while John is still performing?
No, he had stopped after
Okay.
Legendary.
I was
Yeah.
gonna say, how could you possibly leave
No, we would
Legendary
never.
Acoustic
But
for the phone? I mean, I know it's see them perform or meet them. I was like, oh my gosh, like I'd probably wait till the show was over, then run to the.
so we thought it was over. And then we got the text to go back to the front of the house. So we see Obi on the way, and I'm like, we're like, is it over? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm pretty sure, you know. He's like, go like get your pictures or whatever. So all of a sudden we're standing there, and then John starts playing again. We start hearing him play again, and I'm like, and I said to one of the event people, please tell me that that's a recording or something like that. And they're like, no, that's him again. And I said, can we go back? And they're like, yeah, go back. So we went running to the back of the house. We looked like a bunch of lunatics. Knowing me, I don't know how I didn't fall, but
What song was it they played?
He played a Who Says You Can't Go Home.
What did he say it's all right in that song?
Only about 300 times.
It's all
But it's all right. It's we love them.
Exactly. Before we
So
get
it was,
into, oh, sorry.
oh, sorry. It was cool, because during the real performance, somebody was unfortunately standing right in front of me, so John couldn't see me.
Yeah.
But during Who Says, we were kind of out in the open a little bit, and he saw me and he waved. I thought that was really cool.
That's sweet. That's awesome.
So I had heard, I'm waiting to hear the official interview. I had heard from multiple people now that he, after that performance, he went for an interview with David, and he said, I saw somebody that I recognized from the Soul Kitchen in the crowd. And I
Oh.
was wondering, you know, do they volunteer? He thought I volunteered there because I used to go there a lot, especially when I was younger.
Sure.
So he thought that I volunteered there, and he was trying to figure out how that worked. But then he found out that I was the contest winner.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to hear the official interview and the context of that. But that's really cool that he recognized me from,
Absolutely.
you know, seeing me at the Soul Kitchen and.
Yeah. That's one thing I really respect about John a lot is that he does recognize, especially the diehards and the fans that go to all these concerts and events and runaway trips. You know, he recognizes, he may not know the names, but
No.
he recognizes the faces, which is awesome. So,
I actually teased him about that on my last runaway.
yeah.
I said, he was like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. And I said, what's my name, John? And he's like, oh, come on, don't do that to me.
You say it's Danny, and don't you forget it.
It's pretty much what I said. I'm like, it's Danny, John, come on.
Yeah. So I know there's some stuff that I want to talk about with the performance, but I'll let you talk about the photo op first, and then we'll kind of go back to it.
So we were front in line for the photo op.
Okay.
We had to wait outside for it felt like 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
In the sun even more, because like people, I guess like CEOs of companies got like meet and greets, you know, with the band and stuff, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
So finally they were like, okay, like you can go in now. Like they're like, it's gonna be a really quick picture. John has a helicopter to catch. I'm like, I don't think the helicopter is gonna leave without him, but okay.
Yeah.
So we went in, and John was in the living room of this house, and he like looked at me, and I said, John, I said, you're sounding really good. And Emily was like, yeah, you sound amazing. And he made like the biggest smile, you know, that John smile,
That classic JBJ smile,
that
absolutely.
classic JBJ smile. And he was like, thank you. And Emily was like, she's like, we're ready whenever you are for a tour. And he said, I'm working on it.
Good, good. That's good news.
So John like went into this room, and I love Matt, but he scared the you know what out of me.
Matt's awesome. I love Matt.
I love Matt, but he startled me so bad. So I'm standing there because nobody told me to follow them. He walked into like the photo op room. Nobody told me to follow him, and I wasn't going to do that. All of a sudden, I wind up like tackled on the floor somewhere.
We don't want that.
No. So I'm standing there, and Matt like is looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and he's just like, go. And I'm like, oh my God, okay. So I go like running into the room, and John sees me, and he's like, hey. And I felt really bad. I ran completely past David. I didn't even see him at first. Because when John's standing there with his arms open for a hug,
You're expecting to talk. There ain't nothing else going on.
there's nothing else going on. So I said, until, I gave him a hug, and then I was like, oh, David, I'm sorry. And he was like, whatever. So I gave him a hug too. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you have a helicopter to catch. So I ran back over to John to get into position, and I stepped on his foot. I tripped over him.
Did he say ow
So
or anything?
he kind of went like,
Yeah.
and I just was like, John, I am so sorry. And he's like, eh, stuff happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's
So
just
he was, after the picture, he was like, it was really nice to see you. And I said, it was great to see you. I said, I'm really glad that you're healthy. And I said, that's the most important thing. And, as I said, take as much time as you need. I said, we'll be here.
Absolutely. Completely agree. Which I definitely want to get into that here in a second after you.
We're going to get into that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are. Anything else you wanted to say about your story?
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
I guess we'll get into the performance part first. So, I think so. Obviously, I got to see some videos from you and Emily and some other friends that were there. And, there were some videos that my friends asked me not to share, which is I completely respect. But we'll get into this in just a second. I thought John sounded amazing. I was really proud of him. You see a lot of the progress. I'm getting a tour of Danny's ceiling. But two highlights for me from watching that show, well, three. One was Lost Highway. I really loved, and you can see a lot of John's progress during the Let's Go, which is right after the bridge riff,
Yeah.
of course. That was like probably like the best part of the whole show for me was seeing that. Like I was like, okay.
Yes, me too.
John's making some fucking progress.
Yeah, he's there. He's in there.
And then I thought, seeing Legendary Acoustic, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. And then It's My Life Acoustic, which is pretty much the This Left Feels Right version, which I absolutely love. And so watching that show, it kind of made me realize, okay, if John, I believe in him fully, and whatever he's comfortable with, great. If for some reason he couldn't get to the 2.5 hour full on rock show, I would love a theater acoustic show,
Yeah.
because you and I, we've done runaway trips before and they're acoustic shows and they're fun.
They're a lot of fun. John loves them too.
And I think that would be great for John's voice. And they're really, for fans like you and I, we love seeing, obviously I love the hits, but sometimes you want the deeper tracks, and like, and if you do see the,
Yeah.
see like the acoustic version or something different with it, so that event kind of made me realize, you know what, you could do an acoustic event at the end of the day if you wanted. Let's get on with John's vocals. So you and I are practically on the same page. We're the kind of fans that love this band, ride or die, stand by them, and I was incredibly proud of John. We've seen John sing now at the Music Cares event,
American Idol.
American Idol, Nashville, and now this. And Music Cares was great, don't get me wrong, but I've definitely seen some progress over the
Yes.
last couple of years, obviously from the 22 tour. and from Music Cares up until now, you can definitely tell that John is working as hard as he can to get better. And I thought he did great at the event. I really did.
Yeah, so I, like you, have all the respect in the world for John. And as my mom actually has a vocal cord condition as well. When I like watched a documentary and stuff, it really kind of hit home, like watching, my mom growing up, like having a vocal cord issue. My mom actually has a spasmodic dysphonia.
Oh, God bless her.
It's a yeah, it's a condition where her vocal cords spasm.
Okay.
So, and she has to get Botox in her vocal cords a couple times a year. But watching John go through that, was kind of like painful for me as a fan because I know how much my mom struggles with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing
So,
is, I'm sorry.
oh, I'm sorry. So I think I came on your live and kind of said this. John has helped a lot of us through a lot of stuff. He's been there for us. He doesn't even know it, but he's been there for us through really hard times in our lives, through sickness, through, financial issues, relationship issues, loss. Yes. And I just feel like the minute that John, needed our support and our backing and some love and some time, patience, I feel like a lot of people were just like, "Ah, screw you." And that's what upset me the most is, how could you like turn your back on somebody just like that, whose music has helped you through so much?
Through a band that you claim that you love.
Exactly.
I want to say this. I respect anyone because there's a bunch of friends I have, and and they talk about it in a respectful manner, a place of concern. So I definitely respect those kind of fans. The ones I do not respect are the ones that just constantly, every single day, bash them for the fun of it, for the laughs and the jokes, and that is just absolutely incredibly rude to do, especially for a band that you claim you love, and you still go online every day and just bash the guy every single day for something that's not even in his control. And I think it's so cruel, but that's what separates those morons to us who are re the real, true, die-hard, ride-or-die fans.
And to the people that are concerned and, stuff like that, I get where they're coming from, but they have to understand that John is working with top doctors. He's working with top surgeons, top vocal therapists. And if he, if this was going to damage his vocal cords, he would not be doing it. If this was going to harm him in any way, he would not be doing it.
And one thing I want to say too, or two things. One is just like you said, he's working with the top tier of doctors and specialists and therapists. John knows what he's doing with these people, okay? He doesn't need someone. My friend Shauna quoted it as keyboard doctors, who don't
Yes,
specialize in medicine.
WebMD, yeah.
Yeah, who don't
WebMD
special.
specialists.
Yeah, who don't specialize in the field, who don't know anything that they're talking about, and are just giving their advice like they know what they're talking about. But
I
my,
always ask, where did you get your medical degree?
yeah, but my big thing is, like I said, obviously I don't agree with the people that hate where the band is at, and blah blah blah. John's vocal issues, whatever. So whatever, that's their opinion, whatever. But you and me, and I know a lot of other fans who are still supporting John and do think that he does sound good, because I'm not gonna lie, I do think he sounds good. He
I
sounds good.
think so too.
And so why is it okay for you to say that you hate how it sounds and you're right, but then when another person says, well, they love how John sounds, why do you attack him for it?
Exactly. Like, I've been called in denial. I've been called stupid. I've been called like drinking the Kool-Aid. And as somebody who's been bullied for all my life for multiple different things, I just let it roll off my back because I know how I feel, and that's true to myself. So.
For as much as they want to hate, we're allowed to as much love, if that makes sense. We're
Yes,
allowed to love
and
again.
even louder.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that I'll say about the haters out there is fuck them. Their opinion does not matter. If all they can do is be hateful and bashful every single day, their opinion doesn't matter. I don't want to get down this rabbit hole, I guess, but
They're miserable within themselves.
Now, for people listening, I'm saying distinctly, I'm not saying the fans who have raised a concern or but they people I've seen people do it out of respect, and that's great. The ones that I'm talking about are the absolutely hateful people that every single day make fun of John, make jokes out of it, memes out of it, what have you, and just do nothing but bash this band. Those are the morons that I'm talking about. And those are the kinds of quote unquote fans that their opinion doesn't matter, you know,
Exactly.
because they don't spend a dime on this band anyway. It's fans like you and me that do. And it's fans like you and me that are going to carry on this band. It's like John says in interviews, some people hop on the train and stay on, some people get off at some point and the train keeps going. And
Exactly.
I don't want to speak for you, Danny, but I'm staying on that train. I'm having,
I'm staying on. I don't know where we're going, but
you know, Forever was a great album.
oh,
And
I love that album. I listen to it every day.
I'm just so happy that we have our favorite band 40 years later, still doing great, still here making new music, and hopefully we get a tour next year. And be thankful for what we get. Don't sit here and
Exactly.
complain, complain, complain. Instead, enjoy it because one day we're not going to have these opportunities anymore, you know?
Exactly.
So we kind of
And
went off.
that's what I say to the people that, I've been bashing him also, is that, when he does see this stuff, even though people think he's never going to say it, he does see it. People talk to him, people tell him. And it makes it, it makes me scared that he's not going to want to go out there and sing again. So that's why, I think we really need to rally and support instead of.
Well, that's why, you know, fans like you and me, we do that. We go online and we show our support and stuff because you know what? At the end of the day, they're going to sell out arenas and stadiums next year, no doubt. And you know, you get the kind of people that say, "Well, I'm not buying a concert ticket." Okay, well, great, because guess
More
what?
for us.
Someone else is going to buy your ticket anyway, you know? So it
More
doesn't
for us, exactly.
exactly. And there's more demand than there is hateful people. And so, like, when someone says, "I'm not going to go," well, hey, that's your prerogative. But guess what? Someone's still going to fill your seat. You know,
Yes.
if not, like, John's going to stop the show and go, "Oh my gosh, there's a, you know, why didn't so and so come?" You know,
Yeah, like he's gonna stop mid-performance and be like, wait, that seat is empty.
there's still a lot of supportive fans like us. And
I know, I know. We're out there.
yeah, the thing
We
is,
just need to be louder than the negative.
the thing is for me, and I've recently learned this. You'll see 99 good things online, and then you see one bad thing, and you focus on the bad. But one thing that I have learned lately is who gives a fuck about the one bad thing? You know, throw that out, and you still have 99 great things. And you know, that's my life philosophy right there. And I think that's what John sees. You know, John still sees the fans that love this band and support them, and that's what matters.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You know, they're our favorite band. So was there anything else that you wanted to say? We kind of went off on a little tangent there, didn't we? But
John, if you see this, release Cadillac Man.
I suck. Was that what you were tweeting me about?
Yes.
I saw you tag him. I'm like, what is,
So
there's nothing about him.
there is a trend going on TikTok where you can tweet famous people, or like you ask somebody, how many likes or retweets do I need to get this thing?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I started. It's not going to go anywhere, but
You
I just
never.
thought it would be something fun to play with, the band.
Hey, I'll retweet you. Tweet me in it. I'll retweet you. What else was I going to say? I guess that's it. Danny, stay on it in the recording. But I want to thank you again just for your friendship all these years. And
Absolutely. And I'm so proud of you and all your success with the podcast. And
well, I'm proud of you too, Danny. I know,
thank
we
you.
know each other on a personal level too, and just, all of your success too. I'm proud of you as well.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking the time to come on the podcast to talk about your experience. I know a lot of people have been wondering if I was going to do a podcast episode on this, and I was like, it's coming, it's coming, and then so thankfully I had someone like you that was willing to come and do it. So all right, Dane, let me end the
All
recording.
right.
You
Thank
again.
you.